Ready? Okay.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hey, boos. How you doing? Can we get up close to that microphone, please, before you speak?
Hey.
This is Rikkei K.
Oh. This is Boo.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record live out of the Chicago, Illinois area in the Rogers lovely, lively, bullet-ridden Rogers Park, Illinois.
I don't actually think it's that bad anymore. So
not in this area, it's not. If you go west,
no,
it's a little bit worse.
You go
well,
east.
We are in a good spot. East and north, it gets a little crazy.
Yes.
Yes. Pew, 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 pew. Yes. So you guys, we're recording a little ditty before we go watch some movies and all that good jazz. We are going to listener first, friend second, Mark's house to watch some Star Wars movies. The original three that came out, or episodes 3, 4, and 5.
Does he still listen?
No, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he still listens. Yeah.
Feedback. He's still not my friend on Facebook, so.
Well, you know, I don't know why. Maybe.
Well, he's not.
There's a problem. I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever.
We do not judge people by not being our friends on Facebook, right?
No.
Because Facebook is not real life, and we should not get our feelings hurt.
Those are the only friends I have.
Oh. Well, wait, what am I?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Oh,
the nightmare that never goes away.
That's interesting because you never show up on my Facebook feed line.
Thing. Yeah. You don't either. That's so weird.
Totally weird. So, you guys, this will probably be the last show before our break, right? This is
yes, probably.
Yeah,
because yeah, next week is a week before Christmas and nobody got time to do all this shit.
No. We gotta go shopping. We gotta sleep. We gotta just watch TV.
By any chance check out Patreon?
I have not been able to look at it yet. Have
okay.
you?
Okay. I checked it out a little bit.
Okay.
Like I pulled it up on my phone, so I have to do
give me the
more.
Word. What's the news, boo?
I mean it's I mean, it's just, it's the way that Lala Husband C said it. Like, mm-hmm. It's just a way for people to be more interactive, but also contribute.
So how do you get special material out to them? Do you know how?
I'm assuming, I didn't go that far into it. I literally pulled up the website and I just kind of like looked around for a little bit. And then I was right before I was sleeping, girl. And nobody got time.
Maybe we can research it while we're on break.
Well, I would like to set that up before the New Year's because
I mean we're gonna be busy. Crafting. We got an Etsy store to open up.
We got cards to make.
Right.
Sorry, I'm eating.
Yeah. You sure? You've been eating.
Mm-hmm. I was hungry.
I haven't eaten for days.
You know, I like how you're calling my shit out, but you ate a fucking duffel bag of McDonald's as well.
A duffel bag.
Okay.
Add 2 items.
So did I. I had 2 sandwiches and a hash brown.
And a muffin.
I'm eating a muffin. You had the same thing except the muffin.
I'm just saying.
Calm your muffin.
Calm your muffin. Calm muffin. Your mother. Wait, how can we put this? We have to make muffin into mother muffin or something like that. Calm your McMuffin self down. Whatever. So you guys, I haven't been back. I haven't been able to get back onto the... the vegetarian wagon. Which, you know, I think
I wonder why
Roger's loving it.
I don't care either way. I just hope that, you know, I know this is going to sound really selfish, but I hope you don't lose weight so that way we're both fat together.
I lost 16 pounds while I was doing it.
I know your head looks a little smaller.
Oh, my downstairs head. Thanks.
You don't want
that's
that.
That's not a compliment.
Oh. I was like, I don't know if you want that head to go down.
I'm gonna jump back up on it in January
of 2017.
16. The family meat pushers were so hard. I mean,
well, look, just think of it. If you can do it from January to November, that's good.
Then have a month of doing it,
and then do November and December of meat. I think you're pretty good. That's 80-20.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's probably a little bit more than 80-20, but I mean, I think that's pretty good. I personally don't think you're going to be able to hold off that long.
I think I can, because I didn't have the influence here. I did have the influence, but I did not.
I'm going to tell you, the struggle will be real.
The struggle is always real. Not even to fucking eat, much less not eat meat.
I know. Let me go ahead and eat this delicious muffin. That's probably got some animal byproduct of some sort.
If you're lucky. It's for McDonald's.
Maybe Rad. I don't know. It tastes fucking good.
I'm sure it has some kind of chemical that's like grown in, like, I don't know, fucking like
sewage. Russia.
That's like doused with some kind of rare chemical that no one knows.
So that's the third leg that's growing out of my side. That explains it.
Leg.
Yeah. That'll hopefully bring all the boys to the yard. Because apparently like, nothing else is.
They're like, oh, where's your penis? And you're like, forget the penis. Look at my third leg.
Where's my penis?
I could side fuck you. Oh, you want to close the door behind you so we're not so loud? And you don't have to do anything but just stand there. It's like, oh, God, it's like, yeah. Someone is like.
That's like fisting. You don't really have to do anything.
I don't.
You can really sit. You can sit like this on your bed.
No,
like,
I got to keep myself from shitting all over myself. That's what I have to do.
You can literally lay down on your bed just like this, like like a, what is it, like a football? What is it?
The goalies.
Uh-huh. And just sit there like this, and have the guy just sit on top of you. You don't have to really do anything.
You still have to hold your arms up,
or just you could be like this,
right?
Like this.
Well, I was gonna say, like, them fucking your third leg would be like those guys and women that stick their dildo onto the shower wall.
Oh yeah,
and then just and then just go to town on it.
I did that. Not on the wall. I did it on the tub part. Cause bitch was tired of holding the dildo. I was like, fuck. I said,
why hold it when you don't got to?
I got it. Exactly. That's what I said. I'm like, why the fuck am I fucking myself? I can just lick the back of it, stick it on the bed, and just put
it. Wait, was that after it was already been in your butt? You licked it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't actually lick it. I just wet it so that it sticks.
No, you would lick it.
No.
Because you're into that.
And even if I did lick it after it was in my ass, it's my ass. At least I know it was in there.
Ugh.
It tasted real yummy, like chocolate.
Not
real bitter chocolate.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure it works that way.
But real bitter chocolate.
We need to find a scat queen.
Ivy? Hey. Girl? She gonna eat that rug.
She doesn't have anywhere to lay down because Chancha...
The fat ass is
late. ...has taken up the whole thing.
Well, here.
Here, you talk. What? Go. Go, Ivy.
Come on, Ivy. Come on. Come on, Ivy. Moving along. Because you're moving on up.
We're getting the dogs out of the room.
To the living room.
So what's been going on this week? It's sad. I need a new one, but I just haven't found the right one.
You mean you haven't found the cheap one, is what it was.
Correct. So what's been going on this week?
Actually, not a damn thing. I think I have a sinus infection. So I've had a headache since last Saturday.
It's cancer.
On and off.
Cancer.
Oh, God, I hope it is. I can get some fucking money off of this shit.
I don't think you can get money.
No, you can. You just have to work it. Throw up a fucking to-go fund or whatever.
Oh.
What's that called?
GoMe.
Yeah, GoMe, GoFund or whatever.
GoFundMe.
And then I just get all those sympathies from everybody. Here, I brought you a basket of cookies. Yay.
Oh, fat.
It's so good for my cancer.
But I'll eat it anyway.
Mom will eat it anyway.
Well, unless they're pot cookies.
That's even better.
That would help you.
No, I don't know. It's just like I've had this like thing in my like sinus area. So like I've had a headache almost every day this week. And I've been using the neti pot. So
I don't know how it works. I'm so scared.
Oh God!
I'm so afraid it's gonna go down my throat.
Okay, first of all, it can if you
right,
don't do it.
That's why I don't.
You don't do it correctly. But all it
it's
is
gonna
is
feel
salt
like
water.
You're in the pool. You know how like when you get water sucked in your nose through the pool and it
you
fucking
would never
hurts?
Do good. Like I would never if we were caught in a situation.
Of where we had to use a neti pot?
No. Where someone was like shooting at us, I would never be able to rely on you. I would literally be dead.
No, because I need to go see what's going on.
You'd be like,
that's how white people do it.
Hey, Mr. Shooter.
Why
are you doing?
Shooting?
Why are you shooting? Where are you shooting at? Where'd you get the gun at? Is it registered?
Oh, I'll just take it from you when the police come. I'll just say, oh, I don't know what happened.
Oh, look, there's one right there. Fucking dumbass.
Hey, Mr. Police Officer, this guy needs help. He killed someone.
You fucking white people.
My friend Lorraine says that's how white people are always getting shot. It's because they're being fucking nosy.
Or the reverse can be said about everybody else. Why are you running?
Right.
Just hide. Well, it was funny because I was watching I think it was like CNN, and you know, this was like back, it's been a week. What has been a week since the last shooting, right? Like a full week or two.
I'm sure there's been five in the last 3 minutes.
There were a couple in between, but not right. as big, right? But anyway, so the guy that was on the TV, he was like saying, he's like, you know, like they were talking about like how sort of to survive or like to keep yourself, like to protect yourself if this is ever something that, excuse me, happens.
You have to go through. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he literally said, you just weave back and forth, bob, weave, you know them, bob and weave. Uh-huh. You need to follow what they're doing.
Bob and weave it.
Yeah. I was like, did he really just say that on
yeah,
CNN?
Yeah, if you run back and forth, it's harder for the person to kill.
Yeah,
to
and he
you.
Said, and he was also saying that the further away you are from him, the more likely you are to get shot versus the closer you are, the more it's going to be even harder because people don't have, at close range, people have worse aiming. Than they do at a further range.
I don't want to test out the theory either way.
No.
So.
Duh. But.
I'm too fat to haul ass, so I'm dropping to the ground.
And you're going to army crawl it?
I'm going to stop breathing. I don't pretend like I'm dead already. I'm going to get somebody else's blood and put it all over me.
And good luck with that.
Lie face down, make myself vomit, so it makes it look like.
I mean, you have literally
and
planned
then
this
shit
out.
My pants. That's the sign that you have passed away, that you shit your pants.
What are you gonna like dig in your?
Yes, it's gonna be all then, up my back. Like, it's gonna be like a baby when it goes up all their back. That's what it's gonna be like.
Oh my God. Let me just tell you, coming from someone who has actually had a gun pointed at them, you really seriously, like, I think everything that you think you're gonna do goes out the window.
But shit your pants because you about do that, right?
Well, no, I mean, like, I remember when when we got robbed at the bank. Like the guy walked in and he looked suspicious.
With the itty bitty waist and a round thing in his face to get sprung?
No.
No.
And I thought it was a little suspicious because two people came in and one went around and the other one kind of came in the like. And then as soon and I was coming into the back of the teller line. And as soon as he like lifted his hand, I saw the gun and he was like, everybody get down. This is a robbery. And I'm like, oh, hell. There was a.
You're like, was can I suck your dick, please?
I was holding two of those like water bottles, like those big, like what is it, like 5 gallon? Uh-huh. And there was a door here to my left and there was an elevator to my front. And then there was another door to the right of me. And the one to the right of me was the door that could open to go down the stairs or to go outside. Uh-huh. And I was like this. And I literally, when he said that, I dropped the water and I was about to run out. And he was like, you stand. He's like, you don't fucking move. And I was like, okay.
Like, oh my God, I've always wanted to be in one of these porns. No. Are you going to put me down my knees and then rub my face in your crotch?
Please just be careful with the chiclets because I don't want to break broken. So, because I was imagining him putting his gun in my mouth. And then he came over there and he was like, open the fucking door. And I was like, you don't have to be all rough and shit.
Shit. This ain't even my money.
Girl, I was sweating in places that I never thought I would sweat. I was sweating right here. Who sweats right here? No one.
Fat people. In the summer.
I have thin arms, so I don't sweat. No, but seriously, I was like sweating, and then
so nervous you couldn't even cry kind of thing.
I mean, I just wanted to get him out, like, because that's what they say, like, it doesn't, like, I think back in the day they would probably tell, like, most people, like, I don't know what they would tell people back in the day, but they always told us, if you ever get robbed at the bank, just give them what they want. It's not your money, it's insured, don't try to be a hero. Give them what you want. Do what they want you to do.
As a hero.
I fucking hate that song. That is the one Mariah Carey song I hate.
If you look inside your heart. Oh,
Jesus, this is uncomfortable.
Well,
she didn't even know the words.
Well, I can only really sing it when I hear the music. So
that's when you remember the words.
I'm not good at acapella.
Aca what?
Acapella.
So
how much money do they take?
I think this is the best part. So right before they robbed us, we had literally just cleaned out our drawers. So we had, and I think that day we were really busy because, I mean, for some reason we had like a lot of business customers. So we literally transferred like close to like $60,000 to the vault.
Mm-hmm.
The vault bought that money back. So we had taken out all the stuff. The thing that we did have was a lot of coin, like, you know, but they won't take the coin because it's heavy. Too heavy. And so we literally had just and one of the tellers had money under in the second one, but they didn't ask to open the second one. And I remember he made me go to my first girlfriend, Lorena, and I said, Lorena, just open up your drawer. I was like, and I took out all the money, put it in his bag. And then I got to Jennifer, and I think she was literally like about catatonic shock.
Right.
Because she was like, and I'm literally looking at her while the guy is standing with the gun to my back.
You're like, open your fucking drawer.
And she's like, and I'm like, Jennifer, I was like, open the drawer. And she's like sitting there and it's funny to say the story, but I really felt bad for her. I literally thought she was going to have a fucking heart attack.
Right.
She was, beyond white. She looked whiter than the fucking paper. It was, I felt so bad for her, but she was literally like, and I'm like, Jen. And she was like, and I'm like, open your drawer. Give me your money. Don't play around. And then she's like, open the drawer. And she gave me all her money. And then he took me over to my drawer because he asked me, he was like, where's your drawer? And I'm like, over there. And so I gave him all my money. And then he just left. They just left. They walked out.
Did they catch them?
I don't remember. I think.
Well, if you didn't go to court, you probably did. They probably didn't catch them.
No, I don't think they did catch them. And if they did, I don't think so. But they only got away with like $2,000. They didn't get away with a lot of money because we had sold to the bank, to the vault prior. So we were like, the bank was like, did you guys see what they look like? And I'm like, we literally were there for like, it was a Grammy night.
So you were pissed. I was, you hadn't seen your Grammys. And so Janet pissed. Was performing probably. No,
she wasn't. Madonna was. But I was so pissed because I'm like, I just want to fucking go home. I just want to see the Grammys. I'm really like, I'm so freaked out. Like,
I'm going to need disability. I can't come to work.
No, they gave us, I think they had a security guard there for like a couple months, I think like 2 months, and then they were gone.
And then they probably threw you a pizza party or something, right? It's like, congratulations. No,
but my friend, so as the robbers were leaving, my girlfriend, because it was four of us. So it was three girls and me and
four girls.
Shut up. And then two of the tellers were behind with me. And then the personal banker, who was my other girlfriend, she was there with the customer. So it was just us five in the branch. No one else. So they literally could have done a bunch of shit and they would have gotten away with all of it. So they left. So my girlfriend Dee, she runs to the door, locks it after them, and she's like, call 911. And my girlfriend Jen literally picked up the phone. This is to show you how the level of how scared she was. She's like, she literally picked up the phone and she goes, I don't know the number to 911. What's the number to 911? And for a split second, we all laughed. We were like, she literally picked up the phone. She goes, what's the number to 911? And we were like, and she's like, oh my God. And she like, she's like, duh. And then she marked the number and they came not too much. They literally came. They were there in like seconds. As soon as she put down the phone, she was like, we just been robbed. We're at, the, you know, so-and-so, you know, at Mannheim. And literally within like seconds, they were there. Boom. All of them. They were like, I think we had like four squads.
That is cray cray.
Can I just tell you that when I first got hired to that job, the very first day I started training, they got robbed.
Oh, so good area.
Not at that branch. The branch right there on Skokie Boulevard, right by what is it, like the holiday, the Doubletree or whatever. So you know where the right on Skokie Boulevard and Golf.
Mm-hmm.
There's a First American Bank right there. So they had training there, and my first day of training for teller work for the, you know, to they learn the system. They got fucking robbed in the drive-through.
It was a Jewish person.
I don't know. The guys that robbed us were of color.
Well, there's of color Jewish people.
No. I understand. I'm just saying.
You're racist.
Know. No. I didn't see those guys.
Huh?
What? Anyways. Yep. So it was, we just a bad experience with that bank. After that, I think we got robbed once at Chase, but.
Mm. We got some email and some questions.
Did we?
Yeah, we got to make this short because we're supposed to be at Mark and Jeff's at 1. So. And I still got to make my thing for the dinner.
What are you making?
Stuffing.
Oh, yummy.
So, Teacher L contacted us.
I know. I saw that.
And so, I'm going to read her email.
You go on ahead and do that.
Let me lower the microphone down so that I can talk into it. Are we ready?
Oh my God, just go.
Hello, Roger and Ricky. First of all, let me apologize to Roger for not even mentioning him in my last email. As soon as I hit send.
How dare you?
As soon as I hit send, I realized it. And I hadn't even mentioned Hendrick, but not Roger. And I knew Roger would say something about it. And I was right. So you both said something about my son that I've kind of suspected myself. He says he's bisexual, but I have a feeling that he's probably gay. He's just easing us parents and family into it. The tricky thing is he's naturally very introverted, so we just don't have a lot of talks about that kind of thing. So I'll just wait. I figure at some point he'll want to hang out with someone, and then I'll know. So as soon as you have your first best friends come over and sleep, then you'll know.
Well, I don't know if that's really how it works, but...
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
That's because you're a slut.
You all made me smile again on your latest episode when Ricky was talking about vegetarianism and West Virginia. Virginia. And how they didn't really go together. One thing I love to do with every podcast I listen to is guess the context of the title. And as soon as I heard that Ricky say that he was going to put the vegetarian thing on the back burner until after New Year's, I just knew where you get a Popeyes comes from. The sheer joy in Roger's voice was awesome. Anyway, I've got to run to a meeting, so I'll catch up with you guys later. Teacher L. Or happy holidays, Teacher L.
That's sweet.
So thank you for emailing us. That's amazing.
Amazing.
We need more emails. I'm just saying.
Joe in NYC, you need to send us some more questions.
Yeah, or there needs to be some competition with these questions because he's like, I hope others send better ones. And well, we do have some by Joe in Dallas. You ready for these? There's some very interesting ones. So Joe in Dallas asks, if you had to give up Popeyes or sex for 3 months, which would you choose? I would definitely give up sex. You could always beat off.
See how I don't get a lot of sex to begin with?
Having sex with Popeyes. Yeah. So you're just taking that chicken leg and just strapping your dick to it. Just,
give me that leg. Give me that juicy,
give me that fucking buttery biscuit.
I mean, it really could be sexual.
Right.
Give me that buttery biscuit.
Oh, it's so crispy.
I want to taste your thigh.
I mean, is that a breast?
Ew.
Is that a male breast?
This is why we share one fucking brain. I literally was just going to say that. Give me that male breast.
Wave to me with your wings.
Is that a maxi pad or those wings?
Both.
Ooh, I can't wait to taste your gravy.
No, you use a maxi pad to clean off the oil off the wings.
Right.
The grease.
It's so gross.
Super absorbent.
Super.
Totes soups. Do you know how hard it is to talk that way? It's literally learning like a second language.
Yeah. It's learning how to speak idiot.
Like, I have to say the whole sentence, and then I have to
try to figure out, like, right, like,
and then try to remember it,
and then try to make it, like, not stupid, because right. You're like, I gotta make this clever, because I
this
can't
is
just
totes neats adorbs coo.
It's a like what?
Because I think you sent me a message on text message, and you tried that, and I was like,
it was totes soups coo,
and I was like, what? Typo? Finger syndrome?
It was total. Oh, fat finger syndrome. Yeah. No, that's,
no, FFS. But there was something you sent to me and you're like, do you get it? And I'm like, no, I don't get it.
I don't know what it was. Now I need to figure it out.
While you're looking, we are going to do another question by Joe. He says, which is worse, bubble guts that last a week, your worst hangover, or food poisoning?
Ugh, bubble guts that last a week. Because hangovers do not sound pretty right now.
I think food poisoning is worse. Because food poisoning involves vomiting.
What's the worst? I thought he was asking, pick which one of these would you want to have.
Oh.
No, I would definitely want to have... what was the question? Bubble guts, food poisoning,
hangover?
I don't know. I think...
Not food poisoning, because that involves vomiting and diarrhea.
Yes, but a hangover, like, I'd rather have that than a hangover.
Because the hangover gives me like 3 days. A hangover is like 1 day, and just as long as you drink water, you're fine.
I'm not sure what kind of hangover you've had, but damn.
Well, you know, I didn't make a movie about it, so.
No, I don't know. That's kind of a tough question. It certainly wouldn't be the first one, because that's just stupid.
Well, you mean the first bubble guts for a week?
Yeah, I mean, I was just...
Well, that would mean diarrhea for a week, right?
Yeah. Or like having like the... in your stomach. And
right. Like, and you don't know if you're going to... like...
That's the worst, when you don't know you're going to shit or fart.
Never
or both.
Fart while you're dreaming.
First of all, that's disgusting. You're a grown-ass man. No wonder you have to buy several underwear.
I don't wear underwear.
That's even
no
grosser.
Wonder you have to buy several bed sheets. he said this is a throwback to back in the day. Who today would you let? Well, this is what he said. Who today would you let give you the HIV? But he said, or rephrased, who would you totally let raw dog you because he's so pretty?
Well, now with prep and all that stuff, I guess it doesn't matter. Although I would be afraid of getting another STD.
Yeah.
Like, nobody needs herpes up the asshole. Like, or gonorrhea, or...
Is herpes genital warts? Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Mm-mm. Don't want any of that. I really don't have that
many. We already
many.
Carry HPV, so it's not like, I mean...
I really don't have that many, I don't think. I mean, maybe... I don't know. The whole cast of Hawaii 5-0. Gerard Butler. I don't know. They're just...
Well, Ryan Gosling for sure.
Oh, I mean...
Ryan Phillippe for sure.
No. How is he looking?
Ryan Reynolds for sure.
Oh, you got a lot of Ryans. Anybody named Ryan?
No.
Ryan Seacrest?
Ew. Ew. If I wanted to fuck a girl, I'd fuck a girl.
What was that? Farrah Fawcett's husband, Ryan... what was his name? Or was his last name Ryan? I can't remember. Farrah Fawcett, Major... What is his name? Ryan O'Neill.
Oh, no.
No.
No. Isn't he a little cray-cray?
I think he's a little cray-cray and a little old.
So. Well, I know he's old, but no, I don't know if I could do that.
Would you let JonBenet Ramsey give you?
She's dead.
Exactly. She's so hot, she's dead.
Just fucking horrible. My God.
Oh, and you know he's a thorough lover. So he added that.
Oh, I know that it would be for sure. It would definitely be Ryan Reynolds. Oh, God. So, I would just let him raw dog me all the time.
We have like fuck, marry, kill. It's going to be record, edit, delete. Control, Velvet Rope, or Janet. You have to either record, edit, or delete it.
Well, see, I don't know how that works in that context, because is he just saying, like, I would
record... Which one would you edit? Which one do you think needs to be edited? Which one do you think just needs to never have been recorded? And which one should be recorded? Like, if you had to choose out of the three.
Damn. Well, I would definitely record the Velvet Rope.
So that one would be...
Like, Mary... Yeah, like okay.
So no changes.
No changes.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Okay. So you have edit and delete, and you have control or Janet. Girl, that's, as he said, a Sophie's choice. You have to do it.
I think I would. I would probably edit Janet and delete control. It hurts. It hurts. It burns.
Same question for Mariah Carey. It's going to be Music Box, Butterfly, Merry Christmas.
So hard.
Merry Christmas has to be stay. It's recorded.
I would edit that one.
Really?
Yes. I would edit. So, okay. So, which one? Oh, how is your Janet one?
I don't know
one?
Which one I would delete.
What's your Janet one?
I would probably do the same thing you did. Especially with the last two, because I was like, control. Yeah.
I mean, it's a great album because it's got like a bunch of hits on it, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first, Music Box was like the second CD I bought my whole life.
So that for me, it would be Music Box,
like
Mariah Carey, no, Music Box, Merry Christmas, and then.
You would delete Butterfly?
Oh, I can't do that. Okay.
So I would probably do Merry Christmas.
I would do Music Box, edit Butterfly, and then
delete
Merry Christmas. Even though it is probably one of the best Christmas albums.
We literally talked about that for like 2 hours one day. About how it is the greatest Christmas album ever.
Ever. Like
how we would ever, like how would we rearrange the songs? Like we were singing some of the songs, we're like, oh, we could change this a little bit and make it, you know.
Like, I just, you know, that album is like, it's one of those things. She recorded it, first of all, just a couple of tidbits, I'm sure you know, but she recorded that album in the summer.
Cursory.
She recorded it, I think, in June of the year that it was released.
94.
Yes. And she recorded it, and they had to, I think she recorded it in a month, and they had to decorate the studio with Christmas stuff. So literally they had a Christmas tree, they had gifts.
For the videos?
No, it was just so that people could get into the spirit of the album.
Oh, yeah. But they were also somewhere where there was snow, or when she did the video, there was snow.
Yeah, I mean, well, hello, all you got to do is cross over to Canada and there's snow everywhere.
I mean, just snow everywhere. Everywhere. Right at the it's line like, on Canada, it's no snow and then snow
right.
in June.
It's like 100 degrees and there's still snow. That's right. Just It's like, why is this not melting? Can you imagine that? Ew, can you imagine living in a world where literally there's always snow and it's like 1,000 degrees outside and there's still snow?
Isn't that like Mars or something?
No. No, because heat would, because it's moisture.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but imagine if that could happen.
God, you'd have the greatest tan because the light would bounce off of the sun.
You'd be fucking burned.
You'd be flawless. You would look
well, flawless. I'm already flawless, but thanks.
Mm-hmm. We might want to rearrange that sentence.
Anyway, so yeah, I think I would do that. But, and just like she said, it was really difficult for her to get into the, like, she loves Christmas, so that's why they had to decorate the, because they started recording, they started the process without it being, like, decorated. Mm. And she was like, in order to get into the spirit of it, they had to dress up the recording studio as if it was Christmas. She said, so it was really strange because, like, she'd walk into the studio, it was literally like Christmas land. Like,
well, she loves that because she loves Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's all right, we have one more.
Okay. What's the other one?
Rhythm Nation. Rainbow.
Uh-huh.
And then the third option is Demita Joe / E equals MC squared. I would definitely delete Rainbow.
Yeah.
I mean, that album, there was only really one.
Well, mine would be Rhythm Nation, Demita Joe, and Demita Joe.
No, the third option is
one or the other?
Yeah. Like, oh, E equals MC squared.
I know, but it could have been edited. So yeah, I would stick. So either of those two would be edited.
Okay.
So Rhythm Nation would be a keeper.
Rainbow. Demita, delete.
Rainbow would delete. Rainbow was not her best album. However, it was not her worst album. Her worst album was Charm Bracelet.
Yes.
Although, God. Like, as a collective, because like, as individual songs, there were a couple songs on there that were really good. Like, I love, oh my God, what's that one? Clown?
Clown.
I love that song.
Yeah. And it's about her dad, right?
No, that's about Eminem.
Oh.
Girl, you need to re-listen to that album. And then there's another one. Oh my God. Shit, I can't remember what the name of that song is. But it's one of my favorites. It's kind of jazzy. Here I'll find it. Charm. Here we go. Lullaby. Love that song. And I know, it's just like one of the best songs. And then My Saving Grace, of course, is a great song. Yeah. That's really it. I didn't even like the Thank God I Found You. No, that was on Rainbow. There was another one that was similar to Thank God I Found You. I also like Can't Take That Away. I think, wasn't that on Charm Bracelet?
I don't know. I can't remember Charm Bracelet that much. Because I never really... I mean, I listened to it, but that was like...
It was like one of those albums was like, oh, this is just not... This is like off.
Okay, and then he has one more question.
Okay.
Here's a Sophie's Choice question for you.
Oh, Lord.
One artist you will get to hear the rest of her life's work, and one you will get to hear her next great song and never hear from her again. Who will it be and why? Janet or Mariah? Adele or Madonna?
Oh. It would be Janet or Madonna for me.
So Janet would be, you would listen to the rest of your life, and Madonna, the one greatest hit.
Which one was which? Like, if I pose the question, like, if we're doing the first
two artists, he's asking us. Oh, so the first one is Janet or Mariah. Which, in that situation, which one would it be?
It would be Janet that I would listen to a lifetime,
I would be the opposite,
right? And then with the other Adele one, I would be Madonna first, and then Adele once.
I would go the other way.
Yeah,
I've heard too much Madonna.
Madonna to me, well, Adele to me, especially with his last album, which to me was disappointing. But anyway, I just,
along with the 4 million people that bought the album.
Yeah. We've already had this
discussion. Had this discussion. You got real pissed off at me.
No, I didn't get pissed off at you. Stupid. I just don't think that it's her best album. I know that
she's only had three.
Well, yeah,
it's not like Janet, who's had like 15.
No. I understand that. But out of the three that she's had, I thought 21 and 19 are far better than this one. But again, I also like her sad, really sad, I've gone through, you know, hell shit kind of songs. I like that. This album to me, although I think it's very mature and I think her vocals are mature and her writing is a lot more mature, I still think that it's a rehash of, like, I feel like this was scraps of 21. Like, these were songs that were like, oh, they're too happy to be on 21.
There's only one song that I thought didn't, and it was one of the Target exclusives, that I was like, was this recorded in the studio or was this something that was just, you know, like done like in her living room or something?
Oh, yeah.
But I like most of it. I think there's, you know, when you listen to the first take of it, you're like, maybe I like this song. Maybe I don't. Mm-hmm. But then the second time you're like, you know, every word and you're like, oh, it's the best album ever.
Yeah. I think,
which I still have not listened to Janet Jackson's CD in entirety at one time. But now it's, since I'm doing this stuff, I can, because I, that's what I've been
it's
doing.
A really good album. But I mean, I, of course, like, I'm biased just because I like her more. But, you know, I do like the album. It's not, I just don't think it's her best work.
There's more poppy music in it than what we're used to.
Yes. Well, and I'm okay with that. Like, so for example, like, I Miss You is a very different song. Mm-hmm. From the rest of the songs, like When We Were Young, I like that because it was kind of like nostalgic and it was really good. But then the rest of the album, I feel like there's a bit of a disconnect for me personally. I feel like there's a disconnect with the emotion that she normally evokes in her music on this album, which is strange because on her last two albums, I mean, I can't listen to her last two albums without at least crying once.
Yeah, there's always a song that, like, every time makes me. I like the song Sweetest Devotion.
Yeah, that's,
I think
the
it's
one
about
I
her
think,
son.
I think so too. Yeah, but it's one of the last ones, right?
Yeah. I like Water Under the Bridge. I like that. Actually, I pretty much like all of them. I like Send My Love to Your New Lover. Mm-hmm. That's like a poppy. When that first came out, I was like, Poppy Adele. Because Rolling in the Deep was kind of like a pop song, but it was not. It was like, bitch,
but
you're
see,
getting
payback. That was so good. I mean, it was a good song. Like, it was good. And it still gave you that, like, connection of, like.
Oh, she only wrote. She only wrote one song on this album. That says. Oh, wait. Her last name is Atkins. Never mind. She's on all of them.
Yeah,
I didn't know, because the first one says Adele Atkins and then all the other ones say Atkins. And I'm like, okay. But I didn't know her last name was Atkins.
Oh, yeah. It's a good album. I mean, you should take a listen to it if you haven't. I mean, it's worth listening to. It's one of those albums that you could put on, like, you know, while you're cleaning the house and get into it. Like, you know, like, you could do that. But it's not, for me, this is how I'll put it. It's not one of those albums that I would reach for if I was looking for an album to listen to. Like, if it happened to be on top, I'll put it on.
I love on Wikipedia how they have, like, all the countries and what its peak position is. And all of them are number one, except for Japan, number seven.
But see, you know what? This is a good example of, she is a good example of, like, kind of, you know, the hype that surrounds, like, building, like, these new artists like Taylor Swift and her and all that, like, this is what happens with all the hype that gets put around them.
Yeah, but Adele's a little different, as in she didn't do the social media and all that shit. She did one commercial a week before her album came out, and it was 30 seconds, and there was nothing but words.
Yeah, which I think is clever. I mean, but
Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. Lady Gaga...
Which, like, oversaturated. Oh, my God.
But
oversaturated.
They build up.
Right.
But Adele didn't do that. But she also took 5 years off.
It was three. So, but
whatever.
Yeah.
Well, for an album, she did one song in those 5 years.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was 3 years from when she. But see, that's the thing that happens with artists, because, like, for example, like, look at Janet. Look at Madonna. Like, Madonna didn't record an album with Ray of Light when she did Ray of Light, it had been a couple years before she had recorded an album. And how amazing was Ray of Light? Janet did the same thing with The Velvet Rope. Even Lenny Kravitz did the same thing with Five. And that album is amazing. So, I mean, I think it's like sometimes you just have to. Sometimes I think as an artist, you don't always have to put out material. Like Mariah Carey, who has put out an album almost every year.
One year she put out two albums.
Yeah, like, I think it was Rihanna did the same thing. Yeah. I mean, Rihanna did the same thing where she recorded an album every year. And it's like, girl, like, you need to give yourself a break. Like,
everybody was like, Mariah, you're recording an album and you're doing a movie. Calm down.
Yeah.
And then she went a little cray cray. And she was out on MTV.
In booty shorts. Stand, with fucking ice cream.
Sucking butt on ice cream.
No, she was, it crazy. Was ice cream. And fucking, I mean.
Like high on Quaaludes or something.
She and was then like.
She had to go CPC 99
for a
little
bit. Didn't she take off her shirt and she had like the
gold.
I mean, why were her, I still don't understand why her boobs were on the underneath her armpits to the side. I just don't understand.
She didn't have enough support.
The bitch didn't have any support.
But we just saw a picture of her and
she looked good. She looked really good.
Go, girl.
She looked really good. She's not.
Maybe she's coming back.
She stopped eating them children's.
Maybe she's getting healthier and
she's never going to be the same. It's never going to be an E equals MC squared. It's never going to be a butterfly. It's never going to be a music box.
It might be an E equals.
It's not even going to be Daydream. Like, it's going to be one of those where she just needs to stay away from music for a while. And then she's going to do something like Madonna or Janet.
Not release 15 singles before your album comes out. I know.
Like, that's awful. That is literally what hurt her last album. Right. Is that she started releasing these singles that didn't make any sense as to why she... Like, it wasn't like... Because every time she released a single, she's like, oh, this is off of my new album. And then the album would not come out.
Right.
3 years later and the album's still not out.
3 years later and 15 singles.
Yeah.
And there's 16 songs on the album.
And then you put out that garbage. And I mean, like...
And then you put a song on your album where you're not even the lead vocal.
Like, the Elusive Chanteuse was elusive. Because I don't know where that Chanteuse was on that album. Although, I think some of the songs on the album are great as individuals. I think she just should have fucking continued with that. I'm going to release a single, you know.
All right, we have one more question. We got to go.
Yes.
This is from Baron Frosty. What is your favorite Christmas memory? Ugh. One that should you want me to answer first?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, I'm trying to think of which one.
One that I always go back to is when I was like in second grade. Mm-hmm. All I wanted was a brand new bike. I wanted a 10-speed. I wanted a Schwinn. It had to be perfect. I wanted it to be blue. I wanted it to be amazing. We were super poor. Probably wasn't going to happen. So in the middle of the night. I even remember the house we lived in, what the tree looks like. This is how important it was to me. Like when I think it was my first recorded gay gasp. But then tragedy happened like 5 days later.
Oh, shit.
So I get up and my sister and I shared a room at the time. We had bunk beds, so... I got up and our room had two entrances, one that went to my parents' room. And then they had a door that went out to like the kitchen area and the bathroom was in that area. Or we had an entrance that went into the living room. So I decided, oh, I'm just going to go through my parents' room, go to the bathroom. And then I come out of the bathroom and the Christmas tree is lit and I really can't see anything because it's like still kind of dark.
Well, do you remember what time it was?
It was like maybe 1 or 2 in the morning. And I was looking at the tree and I was like, oh, I'm about to go in. And then I just barely turned my face and I see like this glimmer of like something shiny. And so I went over and I leaned over like this and I saw the metal part that goes over the wheel.
Aww.
And I was like,
ah! Did you scream?
No, I didn't scream, but
when you were like really excited.
Yeah. I was
like, oh, aw, that's such a cute
story.
So
I like went, I'm telling you,
I was guarantee up from you didn't
2
fall asleep.
To 6. Yeah. I was in my bed thinking about like riding that bike. And then 5 days later, someone stole it.
Oh.
So it's the best and worst story. But I still get, like, every time I think about it, it just makes me, like, so excited that my parents did whatever they could.
They worked so hard to get that. Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. You know what? This is going to sound really horrible. We were pretty spoiled as kids.
So we got everything.
I think that's why we don't get gifts now. It's because we got really spoiled when we were kids. But I remember there was one time where my mom... it was right when Atari came out. And we wanted Atari. And our next door neighbor knew that my mom couldn't get one. Right. Because, like, not because it was too expensive, but just because they sold
out
really...
Available.
Like, they were sold out really fast. But they ended up getting... A bunch of them, because they got them for all the kids in the family, our next door neighbors who are from West Virginia and Kentucky. And they hid them at our house. I'll never forget this. So we used to have like a doorway. Like it was like you'd walk through the front of the door, and there was like a little, like, it was almost like you were walking into a closet. Mm-hmm. And then there was another door here, so it was kind of like the foyer. Yeah. So then you would open, and that would be the living room. And so we had like a dresser drawer in that foyer. And so we had them all, like, we kind of put towels and stuff, so my mom hid them there. So then our next door neighbor came over like the night before Christmas, and she's like, we have to take them all. And I was like, oh, that's really sad. And she was like, well, you can come over and play anytime you want. We were really close to them. So I was like, so you can come over and play with them anytime you want. And I'm like, okay. And of course my mom was like, well, maybe next year, or maybe I'll get it for your birthday when they come back on sale. Totally disappointed. Tell me why we went over there and they had a box for me, and it was an Atari, because they bought me one for Christmas.
And your next door neighbors bought you one?
Yeah, because they bought it. But it was like, it was half, like she paid and my mom paid half, and my mom paid half of it and they paid the other half, because she knew how much I wanted this. And she was like, and I mean, it was just,
and
I
then
was
you still
so
have
happy.
Problems with your thumb these days. Like, oh my God. Remember Atari thumb?
Oh,
and just the sheer like blisters you would have on your thumb.
Fucking have like
the button.
Janet Reno, like, wake up in the middle of the night, be like shaking and shit. It's like,
couldn't even jack off. Wait, I was only two, so I couldn't even jack my uncle off. Wait,
wow, thank you for ruining my memory. It's awful.
That made me laugh only because that. Didn't have any uncles near me to like do that.
That day.
All right, you guys. They were all busy getting jacked off by their own children.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. Clearly, he's a troubled youth.
Oh, I just made myself laugh kind of hard. I almost felt like Big Fatty when he gets into his giggle fits. He'll get his voices mixed up. You know, he does like the three different voices.
Yeah.
And he'll say something and he'll respond to the completely opposite character that he's supposed to. And then he responds in another voice saying, that's the wrong person. You know? And then he just starts to laugh. It's hilarious. It's funny every time it happens.
It's called schizophrenic.
It's never not funny.
It's schizophrenic. Yeah. Schizophrenic and
amazing.
Multiple personality right. disorder.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot of people in one place.
Woo! Girl, have you ever seen any of those shows? Not to drag this out, but like, have you ever seen any of like the Dr. Phil's, the Oprah's, when they've had people who have had multiple personalities on there? That shit's fucking scary.
What do you think your multiple personalities would be? I know one of mine would definitely be a raging like horror. Just making millions from my pussy.
Well, I know mine. I know, like, I believe deep in my heart that in a past lifetime,
you were Janet Jackson.
No, I was a black, fat Southern woman that had multiple children that I would just beat the fuck out of anybody if you come near my house, and I cracked a whip.
So wait, was this like 60s, 70s, or like Mammy? Like,
no, periods? I was of wealth.
Oh, like, okay.
Because I had a big ass country house. Uh-huh. Like, it was, yeah.
But you just beat the, I was not in the South. Out of your,
I was,
kids.
I was in the South, but not that South.
Like, you were in like Baltimore.
Okay.
Yes, that's South, but North.
Yeah. I think that's more North.
Baltimore is a Southern state, or that Virginia is a Southern state, or Maryland was too.
Oh, yeah, I don't get that.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah. But anyway, I guess when the first 13 states are east of you, I guess that would be, or like north of you, mm-hmm. I guess that is considered, they would consider that south, but really on the map, it's not south.
Well, Virginia was one of the first continents, was one of the first states.
Maps are hard.
Oh my God, what's that?
Geography.
I can only read a map on my iPhone, and that's when it's reading to me.
Turn in 200 feet, turn left.
Oh, bitch, I just passed you.
Why are you telling me? Now!
You suck! All right, we gotta go.
Oh, by the way, just before we leave, I changed my Waze voice to the Yoda.
Oh, no.
So there's a speeding
turn
camera.
Right, it's left, like, young Star Warrior.
Or is it C-3PO? I think it's C-3PO. It's, oh, yeah. Like,
is he super gay?
Yeah, it's like, don't turn, watch ahead, speed, don't let the force take you too fast. May the force be with you. It's like some stupid shit like that. I'm like, I hate you already. Shut up.
Okay, you guys, so Merry Christmas. Thank you for being here this whole year with us.
Yes.
Thanks. It's not too late to send us Christmas cards.
It's not too late to send us Christmas money.
You can donate to our PayPal at filmmonkeys@gmail.com.
If you want to make the specific donation, you can address it to one of us.
It'll be for the show.
Yes. No.
Which I have used.
Yes. I know. I could tell.
Yeah. No. No. I straight up paid for the service to have the show on for another year. So
I know. Well, hopefully if we get this Patreon thing working, maybe we could do that, and we won't have to.
That just means we have to work harder. Oh, God. And then it becomes a job. Guys, do you want this to be
my
job?
If you want us to get paid, well, hello.
Yeah. Well, that has to be a mutual business agreement.
Of course.
Okay.
Anyway, so I just want to say Merry Christmas. Happy Shanaka, happy Kwanzaa,
Quasma Christmas Machmas.
Happy holidays to everyone. Thanks for going on this journey with us for this year. It's been ups and downs and alls and arounds.
Upside down.
And we hope that you guys have a safe and friendly and round fantastic and holiday. Could you get it
upside
together?
Upside down. Thank you, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And we got to go.
We'll probably put out something, maybe. Hopefully.
Maybe. We'll try. Maybe a video.
Maybe a video, or maybe another secret.
What?
Podcast.
Oh, a secret podcast?
Not a secret podcast, but a secret
that
show.
That secret podcast that we made for the winners of the ornament.
Woo!
That was dirty.
See? Maybe we could put a price on one of those and say, hey, if you donate $25.
That was such a dirty show.
Well, it wasn't that dirty, but
I was embarrassed. I was like, oh my God.
We're not going to speak
of it. I've never even told these stories ever before.
Goodbye. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you guys until next year. Mwah. Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
Deuces.
I'm the last person to speak.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
Let's test this out. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Don't even have the phone ready. I mean, never have anything ready. I mean, it's your only job for the show.
Roger. I hope you're recording this because
I am recording.
I got here about 10:30. I've waited.
Well, you ate a whole bag of McDonald's before you before we started recording.
I love how you're trying to call me out when you ate a bag of McDonald's.
Can we work
a
little faster?
No. Now I'm going to take my time.
Oh, please. You're Mexican. I mean, that's what I expect. Could you play? There we go. I mean, amazing.
I'm going to do a fantastic work.